What performance styles do you think are being consciously explored in Singapore right now?
What performance styles?
Yeah.
Wow.
What sources are inspiring them?
What sources are, you mean like, wow. I mean, let me start by talking about ourselves again because it's just easier.
Yeah,
for me, I'm very old school. So, and I was brought up on the text, you know, on text. And so I always go back to the written word, and I'm always very inspired by that, the written word, whether it's classics or new writing. A lot of my work is informed by scripts, by the written word. I can also say that for Ivan, actually, we start off with scripts. We start off with whatever text a writer gives us, or whatever text that we read from classics. That's not to say that we don't do physical theatre as well. You know, in a lot of our productions, we include songs. You know, we include dance. We include a lot of movement. But to answer your question, we are inspired first and foremost by what the writer has to say. So that's what you know gets us going. For other theatre companies, you know, I think what's wonderful about happening in Singapore at the moment is that every theatre company has a different style, you could say, and therefore a different inspiration. Whether it's experimental movement, whether it's forum theatre, whether something starts off from puppets or, you know, things to do with that genre. I think there are a lot of theatre companies now who are using different forms of theatre to present their work. I can only imagine what their sources of inspiration are, but I can't really articulate them.
So is Wild Rice more inspired by the Western canon, that particular kind of text, or have you been looking towards more contemporary range of writing that comes out from this region?
A bit of both, I would say. I mean, again, because Ivan and I come from that generation of theatre practitioners who were brought up on text, it is inevitable that we are very, very text-based. But having said that, my starting point with theatre, as it was Ivan's, when we were both in London and we both had our own theatre companies, that was purely new writing. So, you know, the first play I did in London in 1991 was Madam Mao's Memories, which was a monologue written about Mao Zedong's wife in prison. And she's reminiscing about her life. And that was written by a Singaporean based in Los Angeles called Henry Ong. And then my next play in London was Porcelain, which is a play I commissioned another Singaporean writer, Che Yu, who now is the artistic director of Victory Gardens in Chicago. But that was in 1991 when he wrote Porcelain. You know, and he's of course gone on to do many wonderful and written many wonderful plays other than Porcelain and A Language of Their Own, which Singapore audiences are familiar with. You know, so in the early days of my theatre making, it was always to do with new writing. Same with Ivan as well. You know, when he had his own theatre company in London called Tripitaka, mine was called Mulan Arts. His was Tripitaka, and you know, he was writing his own stuff. You know, one of the plays he wrote, which I remember watching, and I wasn't a friend of Ivan's then. We just knew each other professionally. One place he wrote was called Journey East or Journey West. I think it was called Journey West, and it was about a monologue about his own experiences being a Singaporean living and working as an actor in London. So, yes, our early days were always to do with new writing. But to answer your question, even though it was new writing, it was still had the sort of the classical structure of what you what many people would call Western Western drama. Yeah, it had a classical structure.
Thank you.